seeing page 268. I'm on the battlefield. I was alone and idle. I was a sinner too. I heard a voice from heaven saying there is work to do. I took my master's hand. I joined that heavenly band. Now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I promised him that I would serve him till I die. Now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I lost my flag in battle, my staff is in my hand. I'm taking it to Jesus over in the glory land. In the distant land I try, crying sinner, come to God. Now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I promised him that I would serve him till I die. Now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I'm fighting for my Savior. The battle is most won. The trumpet will be sounding the coming of the sun. I'll lay my armor down, take up my Roman crown. Then I'll walk the golden streets with my Lord. Now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I promised him that I would serve him till I die. Now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Was alone and idle, I was a sinner too. I heard a voice from saying there is work to do. I took my master's hand. I joined that heavenly band. Now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I promised him that I would serve him till I die. Now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I lost my flag in battle, my staff is in my hand. I'm taking it to Jesus over in the glory land. In distant land I've tried, crying sinner, come to God. Now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I promise him that I would serve him till I die. Now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I'm fighting for my Savior. The battle is most won. A trumpet will be sounding the coming of the sun. I lay my armor down, take up my robe and crown. Then I walk the golden streets with my Lord. And now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on battlefield for my Lord. I promised him that I would serve him till I die. Now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I promised him that I would serve him till I die. Now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Let's sing We Shall See the King, page 300. There's a blessed time that's coming, coming soon. It may be evening, morning, or at noon. The wedding of the bride, united shall see the King when he comes. We shall see the King. We shall see the King. We shall see the King when he comes. He's coming in power. We'll hail the blessed hour. We shall see the King when he comes. Are you ready? Should the Savior call today? Will Jesus say, well done or go away? My home is for the pure, the vile can never stay. We shall see the King when he comes. We shall see the King. We shall see the King. We shall see the King when he comes. He's coming apart. We'll hail the blessed hour. We shall see the King when he comes. Oh, my brother, are you ready for the call? To count your Savior, King and Lord of all. The kings of this world shall soon before him fall. We shall see the King when he comes. We shall see the King. We shall see the King. We shall see the King when he comes. He is coming in power. We shall see the King when he comes. Well, we shall see the King. We shall see the King. We shall see the King when he comes. He is coming in power. We'll hail the blessed hour. We shall see the King when he comes. There's a blessed time. It's coming, coming soon. It may be evening, morning, or at noon. It's the wedding of the bride, united with the groom. We shall see the King when he comes. Oh, we shall see the King. We shall see the King. We shall see the King when he comes. He is coming in power. We'll hail the blessed hour. We shall see the King when he comes. Praise the King. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Ready, whether he comes or calls, I want to be ready. I thought about, was it this past week where they had the accidental, I don't really know how that happens, but the accidental message that went out to the people of Hawaii saying that a ballistic missile was inbound. And on the way, there was a lot of people probably who had to stop and think for a minute about whether their soul was right with God and what exactly was going to happen. And I heard somebody talking, and they said, you know, I never really thought about if I had just a matter of a few minutes to live, what I would do. They said, you know, you think about, you know, people going out in car wrecks, but you never really think about if someone says, okay, you have 30 minutes possibly to live, then what are you going to do in those last 30 minutes of your life? And it's really a sobering thought that we got to be ready regardless. And I know that was just an accident, and probably most of the people didn't believe it. I feel sorry for the poor guy who pushed that button. He's probably having to have a little bit of help himself, but just the thought of, you know, it could happen. It could be our last moment, any moment. We never know when our last moment may be, and I'm certainly glad to know that I know the Savior. I know the one who saved my soul, and I'm ready to go to heaven, and, you know, a lot of people don't have that in their life, but I'm glad to know that I know the one and true and living God. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer tonight. A lot of flu still going around, so tonight make sure, as Brother Joe says, you wash the fellowship off your hands after you shake hands in service tonight. But it is a lot of it going around, and people don't realize, you know, you talk about the flu, but the flu is a serious thing. A lot of people are in really bad shape tonight. Brother Mark is still battling it. Of course, Sister Janice's brother passed away. The funeral was today, so continue to remember her family. Sister Judy Livingston is in need of prayer tonight as well, and several I know that are out sick. But let's go on our left-hand side. Anyone who has a prayer request there. Sister Eva. All right, Sister Wilder. All right, brother. All right, let's remember them. Anyone else on the left-hand side? In the middle section tonight, Brother Mike. All right, let's remember. Tinsley, yes, sir. Brother David. Okay. Yes, sir. Callie. All right, Brother Morgan. All right, let's remember them. Anyone else in the middle section? On my right-hand side tonight, Brother Chester. All right, let's remember them. Anyone else on my right-hand side? Platform tonight.
Brother Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
Mama has been very sick with bronchitis.
Okay, let's remember Sister Dale. And I'm sure we have unspoken requests and lost loved ones we want to pray for. Let's come on in and take a few moments and pray about these needs tonight. Brethren, come tonight if you would. We're going to receive an offering. Brother Gillis is going to be preaching for us tonight. This offering will be going to him. Certainly appreciate Brother Gillis and his life and his family and all that they have meant to our church. All the Mingledorf boys now all getting married all at one time pretty much. And I certainly do appreciate their life and their testimony for the Lord and Brother Gillis and his family. So I look forward to the word of the Lord tonight. Brother Eddie, pray for us if you will, please.
I don't know how much of a voice I have, but Brother Jeremy asked me to sing, so I'll try. I'll sing an old one so you can join in and sing with me. Once I was clothed in the rags of my sins, wretched and poor, lost and lonely within, but in wondrous compassion, the King of all kings, in pity and in love, he took me under his wings. Oh yes, oh yes, I'm a child of the King. Royal blood now flows through my veins, and I, who was wretched and poor, now can sing. Praise God, praise God, I'm a child of the King. Now I'm a child with the heavenly home. My holy Father, he has made me his own. I've been cleansed by his blood, and I'm clothed in his love. And someday I will sing with the angels above. Oh yes, oh yes, I'm a child of the King. His royal blood now flows through my veins, and I, who was wretched and poor, now can sing. Praise God, praise God, I'm a child of the King. Oh yes, oh yes, I'm a child of the King. His royal blood, it now flows through my veins, and I, who was wretched and poor, now can sing. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise God, I'm a child of the King.
I'm glad to be a child of the King tonight. Let's lift our hands and thank the Lord that we're a child of the King. As Brother Gillis is getting ready to come preach for us, just ask God to help us in this service tonight. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. God, we magnify your name, Lord. We thankful, Lord, for salvation, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for Calvary, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Brother Jeremy. Truly, it's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
I'd rather be in the house of the Lord than any place I know of. Because God's got something in his house for his people. You know, we meet together several times during the week, but every time we come to the house of God, he's always got something for us. We'll just reach out.
Yes, sir.
And get a hold of it.
Amen.
It's good to be here tonight. Good to see each one of you here. Have your Bibles turned with us to 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. Begin reading with the 14th verse. 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 14. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, "Hearken ye all, Judea, and all ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up at the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight this battle. Set yourselves and stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you." You may be seated. You know, a lot of times you think you got things on your mind, you got things on your heart that you're supposed to preach. And I had been praying and studying a long time about a message. And I just thought, you know, well, this is it. Monday night when Brother Ryan called me, I just said, well, this has got to be it. But for some reason or another, there was just something about that thought that was on my mind that I just couldn't get a hold of. So I prayed and sought the Lord and just kept praying and seeking the Lord. Tuesday morning, yesterday morning when I was at work, I was there a little early, and I just opened up the computer and began reading in the Bible, and the Lord just gave me a thought on this scripture. And that thought is that I'd like to preach to you tonight on is simply God's menu. God's menu. You know, when you go to a restaurant, sit down at the table and the waitress comes, they give you a menu. And on that menu, just about anything you want to eat. It may not be good for you, but it's good to you. And you know, the Lord's got a menu too. And a lot of things that he's got on his menu, we may not want. But it's good for us. That's the difference in a spiritual menu and a physical menu. But on God's menu, I begin to think about this scripture, about how this great army had come up against Jehoshaphat. No doubt, I kind of feel like one of the reasons that this problem had arrived in Jehoshaphat's life is because of just a little farther back, you know, he had joined himself to Ahab. It wasn't on God's menu for him to join himself to Ahab. Had nothing to do with it. That's what you call the devil's menu. You begin to join yourself to the things that's not right. You begin to join yourself to the things that's not of God. I'm telling you right now, that's not on God's menu. It's all on the devil's menu. And he's got a menu spread for everybody, for each individual. It don't matter. He's got a menu spread for the people of God for one simple reason. It's because he wants to destroy the people of God. He wants to destroy families. He wants to destroy souls. He wants to destroy individuals. That's just on his menu, the word destroy. And this great army had come up against Jehoshaphat. Well, I don't know why Jehoshaphat was so afraid at this time. The reason he went to Ahab and the reason he joined himself to Ahab had called for him because Jehoshaphat had a good army. He had a great army. He had men of valor. He had men on there that knew how to fight. He had men that knew how to get the job done. When they went to battle, they knew what to do. He had a great army himself. But there was a thing called fear got a hold of him. Devil's menu. But But that fear got a hold of Joshua. But there's one thing Joshua did. Whenever that fear got a hold of him and it got word to him about that great army, you know what he done? He didn't fear no longer. He went to God in prayer. Woo. Prayer's on God's menu, I can tell you that. It's on that menu. And he went to God in prayer, and he began to call on God. And he began to seek the Lord. Not only did he begin to seek the Lord, he called for all of Judah to come in and begin to seek God. And begin to fast and seek what the will of God was. You know, the reason a lot of people sometimes miss the will of God is they don't push the old plate back. And they don't seek God, and they don't take it before the Lord and ask God, Lord God, what is your will? What would you have me to do? I'm telling you right now, folks, whenever we get down to business with God and we just give over to him and say, God, not my will, but thy will be done. That's what it's all about, is putting ourselves in his will and not our will. I know a lot of times it's a hard thing to do. Things get before you. And it's a hard thing to do sometimes. But Jehoshaphat, he began to pray and call on God. There's one thing Jehoshaphat knew. He knew God could help him. He knew God had the answer. And he knew that everything would be all right if he could just get an answer from God. And as he began to pray and seek God, the Bible says that the Spirit of God come upon Jehaziel. And begin to tell him what to tell Jehoshaphat. In other words, just making it short, don't worry, Jehoshaphat, everything's going to be all right. This battle is not yours. This battle is not yours. This battle belongs to me. When you study the Word of God, you find out many times that Satan tried to destroy God's people. He come up against them. He done everything he could to destroy them. But there's one thing about it. Satan will never be able to destroy the people of God. He can fight. He can do everything he wants to do. He can push, he can tempt, but I can tell you one thing, he'll never be able to destroy the people of God. Brother, the church is going to go forward. That is a promise. That is a promise that we, if we'll hold on to God and seek him, greater is he that's in here than he that's in the world. Greater is he that's in here. I remember one time I had an experience. And I come up against the devil. And if you serve God very long, you're going to come up against him too. And he's going to come up against you. Brother Wiley, he just buried his old feet down in the sand. He said, it's not going to be. I didn't argue with him. I said, Satan, it's going to be. And he kept wanting to debate and debate. I said, Satan, I told you I'm not debating with you. I said, this thing is going to be. I said, God has given me a promise. And I said, I'm going to tell you one thing. I said, it may not happen today. It may not happen tomorrow. But there's one thing I do know. That promise is on the menu and it will come to pass. Hey, somebody in this service, now I can tell you this. I know this much about it. God's got something special for you if you just do what you're supposed to do. All you got to do is just do what you're supposed to do. But Jehoshaphat come up and he began to pray and seek God, and the prophecy came. The Lord told him, said, stand ye still and see what? The salvation of the Lord. The salvation of the Lord. And whenever he told him that, Jehoshaphat, he just got up. He called all Judah together. He began to encourage them. And he began to lift him up. And the Lord told him, said, you go out tomorrow, but don't you fight. Woo. You know, a lot of times God has made the way. The way has been made. But people don't want to walk in that way. They want to try to do it on their way. They want to try to do it on their own. They want to try to do it the best they know how to do it. Instead of just letting God, whenever he opens that way, just begin to walk. You see, Jehoshaphat and Judah had to do something. They had to go out. They couldn't sit in that same place. God told them to get up and go out. And when they got up and went out, they began to, when they got to the battle, Joshua set singers in place. He set musicians in place. People begin to worship God. I'll tell you the best way in the world to defeat the devil. That's get a song in your heart, a praise coming from your lips, and begin to worship and praise God, and you can put him on the run. That don't mean he won't come back, but when he does, all you got to do is the same thing again. Just begin to pray and seek God. Put a praise in your heart and let it ring out. Let a song come from your lips, and I can tell you it will put him on the run. I was at work the other day, and they got some problems down there with some things, and when them problems is on them, it comes right straight to me. I mean, I'm not in management, but the job I have to do is when no problem is up here, they come straight to me because I have to pull all that stuff that goes on the transformer, take out to them where they can put a transformer together. And more things wasn't sounding too good. And I'm telling you what, it was kind of rough. I just walked out. I just looked up toward the heavens, and I began to sing a song. I begin to just say, thank you, Jesus. Begin to worship God. I want to tell you something. Things begin to change, brother. When you begin to call on God and you begin to worship him and you begin to praise him, things will begin to change in your life.
Yes, sir.
He'll turn things around for you. He'll do things that nobody else can do. All because you worship him and call upon his name. When you go to the book of Exodus, I believe it is 14th chapter, about the 13th to 14th verse. The children of Israel had come up against something. They had just come out of Egypt's bondage. They got to the Red Sea, mountains on one side, Egyptian army behind them. They begin to blame Moses. Oh, they was ready then to go back into Egypt's bondage. They was ready to go back. Blaming Moses. We tried to tell you, if you brought us out here, we'd die in the wilderness. Moses got tired of their complaining. He took it before the Lord. The Lord told him the same thing he did Joshua. He said, stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Egyptian army behind them, the Red Sea in front of them, and those Israelites didn't know what in the world to do. But what I've always wondered about, that pillar of fire that stood between them and the Egyptian's army, why couldn't they look at it and see God was standing between them and that army, and he was protecting them and giving them all the protection they needed? A lot of times God is giving us protection. He's doing things for us when we don't even realize and see what he's doing. I'm telling you, we get up and go to work, we get up and do this, and we go about our daily chores. We never realize maybe how God has protected us driving down the road in an automobile to keep somebody from running into us. I mean, you know, we just get up and go, and it's just kind of like we take things for granted. But we don't take things for granted. God's angels is around. God is protecting angels round about us to protect us and take care of us. That don't mean bad things will not happen to us. That don't mean that everything is going to be a bed of roses. I had never seen a bed of roses yet today. Wasn't a thorn or a wasp nest in it. Where I was raised up at, there used to be it was a wild rose bush, and that thing would get up and run down. I mean, it would run near as far as that door. Runners on it. I mean, just be so bushy. Some of the prettiest roses on that thing. One day I thought, you know, I'm going to pick Mama a rose. I didn't see much harm in that bush, you know. I went out here and go to shaking that bush. It didn't take me but about 3 seconds to realize something. Hey, it was a wasp nest in it. I mean a big one. The wasp is coming flying out of that thing, and I went to running. I outrun them, too. They didn't get me. But what I'm saying is, brother, just because something looks so beautiful and because something looks so good to you, it don't mean there's not trouble around close by. It don't mean there ain't trouble around close by. They begin to find fault with Moses, and they begin to just cry against Moses. Not realizing the man of God had to answer for him.
Oh, yeah.
He had to answer, Brother Johnny. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You know how the story goes. Moses stood up. He told him. The Lord told him, said, you tell him. He said, those Israelites you see today, he said, after today, you ain't going to see their face no more. All of those troubles, all of those heartaches, all of those lashes that you've taken on your back, all of those big hard times that you've had when it looked like there was no way out, that's fixing to be left behind. It's going to be left behind. It's not going to follow you the way you're going now. Hallelujah. Moses just lifts that old rod. When he lifts that rod, he says, now go forth. Go forth. Whew. Hey, somebody in this service tonight, God's told you what to do. You know what you got to do. He's already said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. All of those things that's bothering you and all of those heaviness that's on you and all of those troubles and things that's been going on in your life, I want to tell you something tonight. He's parted the Red Sea, so to speak. All of those things can be left behind you tonight if you'll just go forth and do what the Lord wants you to do. Those Israelites, when they begin to go forth, no doubt some of them looked up to them walls of water. Some of that water was probably 100 foot high. I don't know how deep the Red Sea is, but it was those walls of water on each side of them had great heights in some places. Probably hundreds of foot high. But I want to tell you something. When they looked around and they saw that Egyptian army on their trail, they didn't slow down. They just kept a-getting it. They just kept a-going. The Lord had promised them, if you'll go to the other side, all of that's going to be washed away with. All of it's going to be done away with. And I can tell you something tonight. When the Lord speaks to you and tell you that, just remember one thing. He's going to do away with it. He's going to change things for you. He's going to change things in your life. He's going to change things that you never thought he could change for you. Oh, as they kept going, all of a sudden, maybe I don't know how far it was across, they got how long it took them to go across there just exactly. But I'd say maybe when they got about halfway across there, they maybe looked back and saw that Egyptian army coming. They began to run just a little faster. They knew hope was on the other side. They knew victory was on the other side. When they got to the other side and they looked back down where they had come across that Red Sea, and all of a sudden, Moses lifted up the rod, and all of those waters began to pile in on those Egyptians. Drown them. A lot of people I know, this modern world is trying to say nothing like that hadn't never happened, but you can go on the internet and you can look up the history of this, and you can find something about those chariots. They have actually found chariot wheels, chariot axles in the Red Sea. And it's pinpointed right to the place where the Israelites began to cross the Red Sea and the Egyptians were drowned. It's pinpointed to the point and what it was. And they all of the hardware that was on those chariots and everything points back to the date that the Israelites crossed the Red Sea. Woo! Hallelujah. Boy, God, I'm going to tell you what, God can prove this world of knowledge so wrong. Oh, yeah. This worldly wisdom, I'm going to tell you what, he can prove it so wrong. Oh, yeah. Several instances where God has proved himself. And I want to tell you something tonight. There's a menu that God has got spread for us. You know the difference in the menu that God has got and the menu you get when you go to a restaurant is this. There's only certain things that restaurant serves. On God's menu, anything you need is on the menu. Don't matter what it is. It don't matter what it is. It's on the menu. When we come to church, the table is spread. It's on the menu. Whatever we need, all we got to do is put our feet under the table, get our chair under the table, and begin to partake of what God's got for us. But you got to get your feet under the table. Like I said, there's somebody in this service tonight. You're in the place where the Egyptian army was. You're in the place where Jehoshaphat was. But God has said, stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. And you know that. But there's something you got to do. You've got to go forth. You've got to go forth. I don't care how much fear is there. Get courage and go forth. Tell you something about courage. I don't care how great a courage a man's got, how brave and how bold he is, how great that courage and how bold that courage may be. Fear is always present with courage. Courage is just going forth anyway, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of what the devil's told you, regardless of what happens. It's just going forth anyway. And keep on fighting. They taught me two things when I was in the army, when I went into battle. Number one was zero defects. And that simply means doing the job right the first time so you don't have to do it again. Number two was perseverance. And they work good together. Perseverance means just keep fighting and going forward till the enemy is defeated. Two things. Now just think about what that can mean spiritually. When you go and you go before God and you take it before God, you say, now, Lord, I want complete deliverance from this. I want what you got for me. And I want this thing to be completely destroyed. And I want no more part of it in my life. Zero defects. Number two is persevere until the battle is won. Don't give up halfway down the track. It just won't work. You've got to take it through. Those Israelites took it through. Moses or Jehoshaphat, he took it through. He made some bad decisions, but there was one thing about Jehoshaphat. He believed in God. He tore down the high places whenever he became king. And he put it in, he had it in his heart to serve God and live for God and do what God wanted him to do. It was in his heart to do that. And it paid off for him. And it'll pay off for you tonight if you'll go forth. Just go forward. How do you go forward? This is the place you need to come to. Right down here at this altar. Right down here at this altar. Once you get to this altar, who knows? You get up and come to this altar tonight, you may have the victory before you even get to the altar. You may be shouting down here before you get to the altar. You may get up shouting all the way to the altar. Might be like a deer years ago. I didn't know those things could jump just like they could. I lived in North Jordan. I was coming down home to visit Mom and them, my mom and dad. And all of a sudden, I saw this big buck standing side the road. And I started putting on brakes, and I just knew that thing. I knew he was coming out in front of me. And all of a sudden, that deer, he just squatted down. And he leaped clean across my car, clean over to the other shoulder of the road, and never touched my vehicle. Whew. That's what you can do tonight. That's what you can do tonight. You can jump over those troubles. Sister Robin, would you come to the piano? Hallelujah. I'm going to read you something here, what Moses done. Moses, and once they come out of, once they cross that Red Sea, got to the other side, the Bible says in the 15th chapter of Moses, begin reading with the first verse, then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. Wouldn't you like to say that tonight? Wouldn't you like to be able to sing that song tonight? You can sing that song tonight if you will get up and obey God. The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my God. I will perceive him in habitation. My Father's God, I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Hallelujah. That's the song that Moses sang whenever they were delivered out of the from the Red Sea. Worship. 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 Stand with me, church. While she's singing, why don't you just do what the Lord is telling you to do? You've seen the way made. You've seen it made. There ain't no doubt about it. You know it's made. You know it's made. Now the Lord is saying it's up to you. Just step out. And go that way. And come that way. And I guarantee you one thing. You'll leave here different than what you come to church tonight. I guarantee you that. But you'll have to come. You might say, well, I'll wait till everybody else comes. And then I'll come. Ain't gonna do you no good. Lord speaking to you right now. Right now is your time. You remember what Jesus told told those soldiers and everything, whenever they come to arrest him and take him up in one of the Gospels, he asked the question. He said, "Why you come out against me like this?" He said, "I've taught with you in the temple. I've been with you. You've been around me." He said, "But this is your hour. This is your hour tonight. This is your time. All you got to do is come. And I can guarantee you, when you leave here, you'll leave here a happy person. All you got to do is just get out and come. I can't force you. Nobody else can force you. The choice is yours. Why won't you choose to leave it behind tonight? Just leave it behind. Don't worry about it. Just leave it behind. And say, Lord, I'm tired of carrying this thing. I'm tired of being worried with it. The way is made. It's just as plain tonight. And you can see that. I know I'm kind of tearing here a little bit. Somebody in this service tonight, God got something special for you, but he wants you to step out. Don't mean you backslid. It don't mean that there's something wrong in your life. It just means God's got something special for you tonight, and all he wants you to do is just step out and come receive it. What about it? Why don't you just step out and come right now? Just step out and come. Is there someone else tonight? Would you like to come? All right, church. Come on in these altars tonight.